Welcome to Impact to Income. This is Tyler Watson here, and I'm very excited to have a guest with me today to talk on the power of the brain. And I have with me Dr. Lynette Luis, also known as the Brain Broad. So, all right, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. I hear you loud and clear.
Awesome. Well, thanks for joining us today on the show. So tell us just a little bit about yourself and your mission and why you do what you do.
Okay, well, let's first tell them what I do because that'll make it much clearer. They call me the Brain Broad because I travel abroad. And also because I raised 8 children, 6 of whom were adopted, most of whom were special needs. So I'm
wow.
a bit of a broad, had to be, right, to
wow.
survive it
That's
all.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun to play with the word a little bit. But also, I learned a lot during that period. And I began very innocent and naive and didn't have much education in the field. I was actually a computer programmer by trade, and mainframe computers doesn't really help you with special needs children. So I learned as I went. I discovered the system. I discovered the therapies. And I kept going, wow, nobody knows what they're doing. And then taking courses and eventually became very educated. Well, my children did really well. They're kind of a miracle story. One is still at home. He's very challenged, but his story is very huge. The other ones are all off their spectrums. They were multiply handicapped. They're independent, helicopter mechanics, all kinds of really good story. And that led to other people wanting to know how I did what I did. And, you know, one thing just sort of followed another. And I actually recently got my doctorate because I want to share in a bigger way and be more listened to than I have been in the past. So I went, okay, you know, buck up, get your doctorate. So it's an interesting thing to be 60 years old and finally finished my education. But here we are.
Wow. And
there
so
you go.
Tell us, yeah, thank you. So
you're welcome.
That sounds like a pretty huge background.
I told you.
I'm sure we could dive in for hours on it. So
any piece of it, actually, Tyler.
Yeah, probably. And if you're an entrepreneur, well, if you're anything like me, we could go on for weeks talking about the awesome stuff that we love and teach.
Well, actually, let's hit that
ahead.
Just for 1 second, if you don't mind. I don't mean to cut you off, but since uh-huh. the title of your show is Impact to Income, I mean, obviously, being a parent of so many special needs kids was hard on my income. But it was also impossible to have a normal job. Like, you just couldn't. You'd have a job and get fired because you were always running to the school. So I, by default, had no choice but to be an entrepreneur. So I have been an entrepreneur the entire time, and I've done everything from stand-up comedy, taking the kids to prison tours, right, to, right, I speak now. I'm a lot of fun on stage, and I share what I've learned over the years. So it's been entrepreneur all the way. It's the only way to do it for me.
That's awesome. Well, cool. Thank you so much. I'm intrigued. So tell me a little bit about some of the brain science behind what you do. And, you know, our listeners are trying to make an impact and create an income with their messages. So you're helping a lot of people alter or change different frequencies or different beliefs in their brain. Or tell me a little bit about more beyond
okay.
that, the
sure.
brain change piece.
Sure. Well, it began with the kids, and I had to learn how to work with strong disorders like fetal alcohol syndrome and autism and Tourette's, and it just sort of built from there. And I worked with people with Parkinson's. I worked with people with stroke. I worked with people with Alzheimer's. I mean, it just kept going and going. And like examining all the religions of the world, one would examine all the brain disorders all over the world in all the different cultures. So now I'm looking at different cultures. I'm looking at different dietary choices and norms, different pollution levels, all these things. And I'm looking for the common elements. And it was a great advantage to have had that life. I have found a lot of the common elements. And then you can apply those common elements to just success, just having a better life, having a clearer life. I'm going to give you a couple of things. So you said the words brain science. So let's be a little bit fancy here so that I don't just sound like a pop psychologist. which I am, by the way, as well. But for example, my main therapy is neurofeedback, and that is about changing the brain. So I work with the various frequencies of the brain itself. And if somebody is having too much of this low wave or slower frequency activity, they'll be just, I'm going to be real basic here. They'll be, say, ADHD. Well, that might be good for business in a way, because you're really focused on something and really fast and hard and interested and passionate, but you don't have that long term stick with itness. But if you're good at what you do, you can pass that. You can delegate that to someone else and be the idea guy. Problem is, most people that are like that, they get so caught up in the joy of the passion of the moment of the idea of the creativity that they don't figure out how to do the longevity. So that would be like a tiny piece of science that you could then apply to entrepreneurship, because it's really common for an entrepreneur to be ADHD. And you can just help them to go, okay, two things. One, let's straighten out your brain so it's not quite so dependent on the passionate creative moment. So let's get you a little more balance. We'll keep this part of you, but let's make it so that you can at least take the time to delegate and oversee the people that'll do the follow-up. So that would be sort of an example of how understanding various brain disorders could then be applied to helping the leaders of the world and helping corporate people get more use out of their folk. And that's what I do now. Is I, when I was working hands-on clinically everywhere, one of the things I noticed is it was really hard to make massive change with, you know, one case at a time. So I started writing books and speaking and meeting with some pretty high-end folk. And so now I'm able to actually whisper in the ear of people at the UN and people, you know, big people, big celebrities, a couple of princes in Saudi. Like, it's just, I'm very blessed. And I'm hoping that that's going to have a trickle-down effect and make a difference in the world.
Great. So, wow. Well, tell me what's been the biggest success you've had in this journey of entrepreneurship and sharing your message. What do you, if you could describe the biggest thing that you feel really fulfilled about, what would that thing be?
You know, it's my kids. So, you know, at the end of the day, and I say this always when I'm talking, make your journey personal. So my journey's been very personal. I've done amazing things for my children, with my children, grandchildren. I have a great grandchild now. I mean, it's regardless of all the things in the world, if you go home and you don't like home, or you don't feel like, I know a lot of people that are one thing in the public face and a completely different story at home, that are experts that can't do the thing they're an expert in. So I'm blessed. I first succeeded with my children, then took that out into the world. So I've been able to be congruent. And it's always going to be the best part of my story. The rest is just me trying to share it. But on the advice end, I would say you have to be careful when you're an entrepreneur. There's so many people selling entrepreneurship for the freedom of working for yourself. But while they do that, you know, they say we're talking you into freedom, while they sell you shackles. You know, it's really true. They're like, yep. But first you got to buy this and you got to buy that and take these coaches, and you're barely able to survive all the expenses for freedom. So it's really important to look behind the curtain no matter what you do.
Well said. And I've found that with just my journey, you know, with teaching all over the country and being able to share the message. I meet a lot of speakers or a lot of trainers who have good messages, and then yet behind the scenes they seem to be a completely different person. And one of the things that I like to invite people to do is always ask the person, you know, if someone's saying, hey, this is going to provide you financial freedom and time freedom, then ask them, well, what's your schedule look like? How much money
right.
do you actually have in your bank account? And if it's not something that you would want, then I probably wouldn't take advice from that person because otherwise it's, you know, for me, I love telling people flat out. I like, okay, this is how many hours I work. It's not easy. It's doable. and I'd much prefer this entrepreneur life than any other thing. And it comes back to what you said, because it is personal. You know, what got me started was my wife, and now I have two beautiful children. And it really does come down to that for me. And so I loved when you said that, because if people do it about the money or the time freedom, they lose interest after a while. But if it's something that you're so passionate about, that you care so much about, nothing ever stops you.
Right. Right. I always say, imagine yourself in the day-to-day aspects of the job that you're thinking is so great. If you don't like how the day-to-day is going to go, then it's the wrong choice. And don't let the rest of the hype trick you. Always figure out, will I like living like that first?
Great question to ask. I love that. Well,
yeah, in fact, if you don't mind my, I'm sorry, Tyler, if you don't mind my plugging, I have a new book coming out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it's about this. It's about how to figure all this out for yourself. It's sort of an interactive book where you have, you know, questions to fill out and stuff. But I also share a lot of quotes and a lot of information. It's called Inspire Yourself to Greatness, Change Your Brain, Change the World. And it should be out in March. So I'm excited about that one.
Awesome. So if somebody wanted to get access to that, where would they go for it?
I'll put it on my website as soon as it's available.
Okay.
So LynetteLouise.com works. And then I have Facebook and LinkedIn and all that stuff. But you can always get it at the website.
So it's LynetteLouise.com?
.com, yeah.
Okay, fantastic. So let's see, where do we want to take this? Because I feel like there's so many cool things. So let me just ask this then. If you could give us one tool, maybe out of all the studying to help the brain focus and help us focus, is there a tool or a technique that you could share quickly based on all the studies, or something to do or something not to do to help entrepreneurs focus on what's most important?
Don't believe the myths, do what you love, and remember that your psychology becomes your physiology. So, in other words, if most people have a hard time with transition or they do a lot of resistance, nothing will make your brain function more poorly than resistance. So ditch the resistance. Don't go, I don't want to do it, I don't want to do it. Just choose. Which thing do you want? If you make a wrong choice, you can always re-choose. There's a lot of freedom. Now, here's where you do get freedom. Freedom in commitment, freedom in choices, freedom in action. There's a lot of imprisonment in being in a state of confusion or resistance. This will kill you every time. So your brain's going to be full of all of these slower waves and all of these, your amygdala will start overfiring. So you got this high frequency stuff going, you got this low stuff going in your frontal lobes. So you can't think and you can't creatively come up with any solutions. You just got to choose and move, choose and move.
I love that. Great, great advice. So don't let the almost like the crippling by thinking,
right.
Being stuck by overthinking or not, or judging or letting those negative thoughts come in. So really just saying I'm committed and I follow through with it, and that puts us on a higher frequency.
Right. Well, it puts you into a more balanced state of mind. So, what you don't want to have is sort of a brain state that supports, okay, let me put it this way. Your brain supports your thinking. So if I say, oh, this is a bad idea, it's going to immediately give me every reason why that's true. So your brain kind of functions like a search engine. If you go on Google, for example, and you say, why is this a bad idea? What's it going to do? It's going to give you all the reasons something's a bad idea. If you say, why is this a good idea? It's going to give you all the reasons it's a good idea. And there'll be a few little bits and pieces that balance it out, but mainly it supports your question. So the action you take, the keywords you say to your brain, now we're in a wonderful time. People actually understand this now because they use the internet. They use keywords. They search purposefully. So if you think of your brain as a search engine, then you understand that your thoughts, your questions, your decisions will then create a response, like in Google or Yahoo or whatever. So Google your brain appropriately in order to get the answers that you want that will be beneficial and useful for you. in the same
right.
Yeah,
Yeah,
it's
keep
very
going.
true. So in the same way you could make the search engine go crazy by asking a lot of questions that sort of crash against each other, you can do that inside your head.
I love that. Great advice. And I really, really appreciate you just sharing that analogy, because I think if we can truly see how our brains are like a search engine, then the power comes from what questions we ask and
exactly.
the thoughts that we have. And so to really say, hey, I can control that and
right.
to choose.
Right. I mean, you sit there and you look at all the things that came up in a search, right? And you go, which one of these am I going to click on? And you always have a reason. So check your reasons. Are you just trying to have an excuse to fail? Or are you trying to, you know, move forward? And what is failing for you? And what is success? Like, really, check your reasons. What do you want to click on in your head?
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate your insight. It sounds like you have so much wisdom. So if someone wanted to get plugged into what you're doing, your new book coming out, where would you send them?
LynetteLouise.com.
LynetteLouise.com. Fantastic. So any last piece of wisdom or advice that you'd like to share with the listeners today?
Well, let's just stick with this something similar to what we've been talking about, since that's where we're at. Therapies, you know, things that you actually, let's go with this. The benefit of a seller marketing their book or something like that. So when you're marketing and you're trying to figure out how to, you know, how to get the word out there, please stop for a second and think, am I trying to hurt people in order to get them to buy? Because that's what you'll be taught to do. You'll be taught by most of the folks that teach you how to market, you'll be taught to instill pain and then relieve it with what you're offering. And I would ask that you flip that, and that we all flip that, because I think we'll have a healthier America, a healthier Canada, a healthier North America, whatever. If we start going, how do I come out of the gate, make it interesting? This is harder work, by the way. Make it interesting coming out of the gate, telling people that they're already healthy, but they could get healthier. Telling people that they're already great, but they could get greater. Now, this is way more challenging, and sure, it might lose you a few sales. But in the end, it will gain you self-esteem. You'll feel good about what you're putting out in the world, and that itself will get you work.
I love that. I'm so glad that there's another person who believes in that ideal. For me, I also tell my listeners too that, you know, yes, selling on the pain, it works. However, I believe that there's a higher way. That if we sell based off of the vision and what people can be and become and choose and raise the bar and acknowledge where they're at and not disclaim it and say, oh, without me, you're going to have all this pain. But to actually say, oh, you know, on this journey, if you take this or use this, or it'll make it easier, it'll make it even faster, and focus it on the results instead of the pain, that we don't ever have to sell on pain. You can sell on what is amazing and what they can achieve and what they're going to do.
And even if they don't buy any of it, you lived every single minute feeling good about what you were doing. Wow. Wasn't that what you were aiming for?
Yeah. And you'll have higher quality clients. You know,
right.
The other one, you might get more clients, but then you'll have unhappy clients. So if you sell out of this way with integrity, you'll make lasting friendships.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, thank you so much. This has been great.
Well,
thank you again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Yeah, and I really, really appreciate it. Maybe we'll have you on again sometime. And
that'd
I hope
great.
Everyone enjoyed this. Thank you for joining us in Impact to Income, and we'll see you on the next show.